This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, a new crop may soon be available for farmers to plant in Illinois. A perennial wheat and grass cross known as Kernza is being researched by the Land Institute and the University of Minnesota. A handful of farmers in Illinois are growing the crop, and we're fortunate enough to have two of them in the WSMI listening area. This morning, we'll start off by talking with one of those farmers and conservation associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, Woody Woodruff.
Kernza is actually a cross between wheat and intermittent wheatgrass, which that intermittent wheatgrass is a forage crop that's been around, but because it's a cousin, it was able to be bred to become a perennial wheat crop. And so it starts off, the research started off with a really small seed head, so a lot of the research has been to get it to grow to a larger seed head, so a lot of collection of seed that was larger. And so that's where a lot of the research has been. But now a lot of the research is going into how to utilize the Kernza into a food crop, and it's definitely a crop that's blended in with regular wheat to add some more value. It has some different taste to it, but it's a crop that's really got a ways to go to make it completely a complete crop, but it's definitely a game changer because it is a perennial.
And what I think is so interesting that I've discovered is that we have a handful of farmers in Illinois that are part of this research process that are growing Kernza.
That's correct. There's four of us that are growing Kernza in Illinois that are really looking at the, it's really only been at the university or institute level, so we're looking at it a larger scale. So it's kind of like being a pioneer. It's because there's a lot of unknowns, a lot of bugs to work out, but it's also a great opportunity. And so we're learning some things about it. We definitely found out that it's a great forage crop because it was a forage crop, and it's, you know, when you can graze it or bale it and then harvest it for grain after it grows back out and then graze it again, those are a lot of opportunities. I think the research really needs to develop Kernza farther in the grain crop because the seed head is still kind of small, and it is a crop that has to be de-hulled. So there's some added steps. So to add value to the crop, and the researchers are really working at it, and this is at the Land Institute in Kansas as well as the University of Minnesota. They're really trying to expand the size of the seed head. But it has a lot of facets that really make it a dynamic crop because it's so deep-rooted. It's a 10-foot root mass, maybe 12-foot deep, that really, you know, when nutrients go on to Kernza, none of it is lost. It's not like your corn or soybean crop that potentially 50% of it could be lost. It is so efficient and pulls nutrients up that you need less nutrients on it. So that's a great added bonus to being a perennial.
Yeah, and also the main thing about perennials, you're not planting them every year.
That's correct. This crop actually looks like, and I think you can perpetuate it continuously, but it really starts to decline after about 6 or 7 years, kind of similar to alfalfa, but they're looking at potentially coming through and chiseling strips back into it because it does become root-bound because it does tiller roots. But, you know, you could actually save the seed from the last year and restart it over, but they're also looking at the potential that you can just put strips and that production will continue. There's a lot of trial and error when it's something new like this, but it's really has gained, because it is a perennial, a lot of interest from companies like General Mills and Patagonia and a lot of sustainable ag organizations really see it as a potential for, it sequesters carbon, it stores it deep enough to where it doesn't get released back into the atmosphere, but it also is looking at wellhead protection because it doesn't lose nutrients. it doesn't let nutrients flow through it because it captures it all. So the ecosystem services are really important for a perennial crop, and something that we want to protect our water, and this is a type of crop, and I think it's kind of the future of agriculture. We're going to see more perennials in our cropping system.
So, Woody, do you have any guess on how long this research period is going to last? I mean, at some point, will this be available for farmers to purchase and plant on their own will whenever they want to? What are your comments about that?
Well, it really, you know, the genetics, and it's not altering genetics, but they've studied the kind of the DNA of this crop, and so that really speeded things up to get the seed head size larger, because they can find out which varieties will potentially grow larger. So that's changed it from maybe 20 years to now down to about 5 years. I think in 5 years or less, you're going to see this more widespread. And the University of Minnesota, which is linked to the Land Institute through Green Lands and Blue Waters, which is, it's an organization that looks at continuous living cover, but they are developing kind of like, I think, like your varieties of corn. They have five varieties of Kernza, which will be, the University of Minnesota will be releasing, and I think those will really be really take off within the next 5 years. So I think in 5 years you're going to see a huge improvement to availability. It's really just not enough production right now with just four growers in Illinois, and I think there's six or seven growers in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and that's about it other than university plots. So it's to the stage where it's going to take off, but it's still got some development. There's still some issues, but as many people have climbed on board to research, it's really speeding up the process.
Well, it's very exciting whenever we have something new coming into the market for agriculture, so we can't wait to see what all this research brings. I guess, Woody, one thing that I've been thinking about with the Kernza that's being grown right now, that grain that's produced, is that strictly just being used for research? Is it being harvested and marketed somehow, or can you tell us anything about that aspect of it?
Yeah, it is actually, you know, what is being produced. You have the option to sell it, and it's a organization called Plow, which works with specialty grains, and they're buying it from farmers. We had the option when we grew it to sell it to them straight out of the field, and it goes, it actually, they're trying to spread it around, but General Mills is really probably the largest buyer interest right now, but it had to be organic, and so most all the growers right now are organic growers, but not to say in the future that's going to change. It's just that that's where the market interest, where they can actually pay the extra money for it, and it's a question of really there's no chemicals labeled for it because it is a new crop, so that could change. I really see the value of livestock in the cropping system to utilize Kernza to its fullest potential, because the nutrient value of Kernza is up there with alfalfa. And so what growers that are growing it and have livestock see that really the livestock choose it, you know, over a lot of other grass hay. They just eat Kernza as grass hay, and its value is higher. So things like that is really going to make it take off and make it more of a value economically.
Woody Woodruff, Conservation Associate for the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and Woody also farms on the Macoupin and Morgan County line. Well, our second farmer we'll hear from this morning who's growing Kernza is Bernie Hand of Fillmore. He's seeing the benefits of the crop for his cattle, and he also expects the wheatgrass to improve his soil health.
Yes, we've been blessed to, or fortunate enough to, be chosen as one of four here in central Illinois to grow Kernza and to do some experimenting with it. Seems like half a dozen times a year there's some college student out there doing measurements or taking population counts. Kearns is a wheat grass, and that it's a perennial, and it's harvestable for grain. A lot of the use for myself is going to be through the grazing of our cattle in the fields. To do it that way for a while, I was telling a gentleman that's got some planted over by Rude House that we were going to do the grazing side of it for quite a while. He said, well, maybe some of the better stands and where we could do some harvesting would be a good idea also. The thing I get excited about Kearns is it's a perennial, so it could be planted in places that are low production for cropland and then harvested for hay and grain. Think about waterways that you have that you don't harvest anything off of. You could plant them twice as wide. You could put a strip of it out in the field where that gully's coming from, and then you'd be able to harvest a crop and maybe hay. The stubble makes good hay. The root mass on the Kearns is huge, and for my organic farm, that's going to bring up nutrients that are buried deep in the soil that no other roots would get a hold of. It's anchored into the soil. One of the things that we've discovered already, the other farmers that's planted ahead of us, is that it gets root bound about 8 years into it, and it would have to be torn up or something. So they've had us planted in wider rows to start with. It will smother out other weeds, so the herbicide thing won't be a problem. For my organic farm, I think it's going to be a big plus, the nutrient cycling of it. I'm looking forward to, you know, using it in other places on my farm.
Bernie Hand of Fillmore, and if you'd like more information about the crop Kearnsa, you can find that online at thelandinstitute.org. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.